We are joined by Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and the Northfield Chief of Police, Jeff Schrepfer, to discuss a pretty serious situation that has developed in the school district. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Dr. Hillman, do you want to lay this out a little bit and tell us what we're talking about?
Yeah, we'll just share that yesterday we had a former employee of the Northfield School District and a former employee of the Northfield Police Department who served as a school resource officer who were charged with felony counts and misdemeanor counts. So Katie Hansen, who was a former teacher in the district, most recently teaching at the middle school and special education department, was charged with two felony counts of electronic communication of sexually explicit materials to children in violation of Minnesota Statute 609.352, Subdivision 2A2. And Gabriel Crombie, a former Northfield police officer who also served as our school resource officer for a period of time, was also charged yesterday in that case with one felony count of aiding an offender to avoid arrest and harbor or conceal in violation of Minnesota Statute 609.495.1, Subdivision A, and also one gross misdemeanor count of misconduct of a public officer or an employee failing to perform that duty in violation of Minnesota Statute 609.431. And so we just want to lay that out there. Those were mm-hmm. the charges that were levied against both of these former employees. Mm-hmm. I want to be upfront and very clear that, you know, we are committed to transparency. And both of our, the school district and the police department have worked collaboratively on this. I really appreciate the police department's support in that investigation. Also, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, who also assisted in this. We are committed to transparency. We will share as much as we can. Mm-hmm. We wanted to let the community know about this as soon as we were able to. And as you know, we shared this information very shortly after those charges were filed with Rice County Court, I believe it was yesterday. The chief will go through some of that technical piece about mm-hmm. where the charges came from. And, you know, of course, the key piece here is that student safety and success are top priorities for the school district. You know about this. We talk about this every time. It's just sickening. You know, that we had some students who had to be subjected to the kind of criminal behavior that was alleged criminal behavior that was outlined in the criminal complaint. It's, of course, appalling, and it angers us. It angers us that about the impact that these kinds of allegations, you know, have on our students, our staff, and, of course, our community, because we're all one. And anytime we have something like this happens, it affects us all, and it is certainly not the kind of behavior that we expect in our school district and our community. I want to be really clear, too, that this former teacher was placed on administrative leave last December and within 2 days had resigned mm-hmm. After that. So this person has not been teaching since last December. And I know that Chief Schrepfer will go through this too, but you know, former SRO Crombie, you know, left the department last August, actually before this December 9th complaints came out. And there's some the concerns about Officer Crombie about how he handled some complaints that came through last spring. So that's where we're at. We just want to be as transparent as we can. It is just, I want to reassure the community that, you know, our staff, our administrators, our teachers, the staff who work with kids every day, you know, they are wholly committed to student safety and success, and we remain vigilant. We can't account for all human behavior, right? You know, people do things that they shouldn't, that are atrocious in many mm-hmm. ways. And we can't account for all of that, but we remain vigilant to, again, prioritize student safety and success. And there's nothing about this that it's just a terrible situation, and I think we're all embarrassed by it. But what we have to do is be able to move forward and be able to tell the community what we're able to tell them. Obviously, there's some pieces on both of our sides, you know, related to the Minnesota Government Data Practices Act that mm-hmm. That puts some parameters around that for mm-hmm. us.
Chief, you want to discuss how Officer Crombie fits into this scenario?
Yeah, so first of all, I'll start with us too, as far as the police department. I mean, this is troubling for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not what we and not what I expect of the police department. It's not what the community expects of the police department. So, but as Dr. Hillman said, the big thing here for us is transparency and coming forward. And we're not going to hide behind this. We're not going to cover it up, anything right. like that. I mean, we're moving forward. We're going to be transparent moving forward. We did the press releases immediately yesterday once the criminal complaints were released. So the criminal complaints themselves, once they're released, it becomes public. Mm-hmm. So if the public wants to see those, they're available on the court's website. So those are all released. our statements released, the school statements released. So all of that is public information for people to go out and search for if they want to, or on websites, things like that. So as far as former Officer Crombie, so he was actually two school resource officers ago. So he was actually one. He left in August. I started in September, so I didn't even know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the investigation began December 9th.
Yes, sir.
So he was already gone from the department at that point, had already resigned from our department and left for other employment. So then we had an interim school resource officer who was actually in place at the time of this December 9th report when this started. So that school resource officer handled it exactly how they should have. Did the full reports, started the investigation, then involved our investigations office, involved the BCA when we learned that Officer Crombie potentially was involved. So we involved the outside agency, being the state BCA, to investigate that side of it. So that's a complete transparency thing as well, that we didn't want to look like, hey, we're investigating ourselves. Mm-hmm. So bring in an outside agency. So, he left in August, like I said, before we even knew about this.
Right. As I understand it, there were reports made to Officer Crombie while he was the SRO, and he told the BCA that he said he looked into it, didn't find any evidence of wrongdoing, and said he didn't really believe the kids as well. Is that correct?
So, yeah, I would go back to the criminal complaint on that, the public information, because obviously, like Dr. Hillman said, there's certain things that we can't talk about yet until it comes up in court. But yes, exactly like is talked about in the criminal complaint, that it was brought forward in the spring of 2024,
right,
at which point he was the school resource officer. So nothing was done with it at that point.
Yep.
And that will likely all come out in court where, sure. I mean, even Dr. Hillman and myself, we don't know what was brought forward at that time, because nothing was ever reported to us. So as far as like the school district and the police department, we can't investigate what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in this case, the former officer likely knew some things, mm-hmm. but never brought it forward to the rest of us to investigate. So,
This gets really sensitive, and I don't know if you guys can answer this or not, but there was a relationship allegedly between the officer and Ms. Hansen. Matt, I just want to ask, like, so sort of broadly, are there rules within the school district about fraternization between? I mean, you've got teachers who are married to each other, so that can't be. But it does feel like an inappropriate relationship between the two of them.
Yeah, this district does not have policies against employees dating one another. Mm-hmm. I do want to point out that. As I know the chief would say, too, that, you know, Officer Crombie was not a school district employee. You know, he was an employee of the Northfield Police Department. We purchased the school resource officer services from the police department. So just to make that really clear, that while the SRO was certainly serving in a capacity at the school, you know, he was a Northfield Police Department employee. Mm-hmm. And so just to make that clear for folks. And so we don't have policies, you know, against in general, right? What you're asking is in general, really, obviously there's bad behavior, or there's, you know, a lot of times if those kinds of things occur, it's on the up and up, and they're usually really nice stories, right? In this case, obviously, what you've read as part of the criminal complaint, maybe not so much.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry. You had something you want to say.
No, I was just going to agree, but then I also want to answer questions of, like, I'm sure people are asking, especially after I just talked of, hey, this could have started as early as spring of 2024.
Right.
What took so long?
Right.
So I just want to address that a little bit, too, and essentially, one, as I previously said, and Dr. Hillman said, we didn't know about this until December.
Yep.
So while it could have happened much sooner, and truly who knows how long it was going on for, because we don't know if everybody's come forward,
mm-hmm.
is the other side of it. Mm-hmm. So, but when the investigation started in December, there's a ton of work that goes into these type of investigations. There's things like doing warrants for cell phones, downloading those phones, pulling all the data off those phones. That's all very time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you likely saw in the criminal complaint, there's a lot of statements from witnesses. There's mm-hmm. a lot of statements from victims, people in the know of different things, and including the teacher and the former officer are interviewed. So it's a lot of interviews, a lot of things to put together. And then you add to that is both these complaints were sent to other county attorneys to review. So even that process, it goes to Rice County Attorney's Office first. They review it, and then they figure out, okay, who are we going to give this investigation to fully investigate. So each of those attorneys have to look through things, actual file the criminal complaint. So it's a very long process, unfortunately, because we want to protect the kids. We want to protect everyone in the city as much as we can. So some of these things just take so much time, and there's a lot of work to do.
It's due process, which is what the country is based on. So.
And while I can't talk about the, you know, the components of the complaints or the investigation of the complaints, I also do want to, as Officer or Chief Schreffer said, you know, the reports that went back to Officer Crombie in spring of 2024, I want to share, it was in our release as well, that, you know, the district had also received an anonymous complaint. The status of complaints are public, right? Mm-hmm. So there had been an anonymous complaint through a third party. So it wasn't even the anonymous complaint directly. It was an anonymous complaint through a third party. Back around that same time, they were separate, but the anonymous complaint that the district received was it just contained such little information that the investigation wasn't even able to produce and interview any potential witnesses or substantiate the third-party anonymous allegations. Mm-hmm. You know, at that time. Mm-hmm. So, just want to be transparent. There was a previous complaint to the district, you know, against Ms. Hansen, anonymous through a third party. We just weren't able to substantiate the allegations at that time, and that was separate, you know, from the reports to Officer Crombie.
When that complaint was released or was given to you, did it name Ms. Hansen in the complaint?
The district conducted an investigation at that time, couldn't substantiate the allegations.
Okay, that's fair enough. I want to ask about the victims. What does the, I've got two different questions, but how does the, what are you doing for the victims right now? Are they receiving any counseling, anything like that?
So we actually don't know all of the victims because of the fact that a lot of that came through the criminal complaint process. So, of course, if there are folks listening, you know, who need additional support, they can contact their school counselor, and our people are prepared to assist them. We know some of it, you know, through our investigation, but we don't know all of it because much of the information was revealed through the criminal investigation.
Okay.
And that's something on, like, the police side of things where part of this court process now opens the door for victim services. Mm-hmm. So if they need services, there are processes in place on the county side to help victims get the help they need or the support they need, that kind of thing. And truly, it's, I'll add too that there may be more victims, like I said. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we only know what we don't, kind of thing. So if there are more that, quite honestly, maybe some are embarrassed to come forward because it's troubling, it's embarrassing. So maybe they didn't want to come forward. So if there are, I mean, we encourage them to reach out to the police department. And if it's something with that's teacher related, we would investigate that. We would forward that information to the attorneys as well. If it's something related to former Officer Crombie, that is something that we would then relay to the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension because, again, transparency and staying out of that investigation, we would give to them to follow up on. So,
Matt, I know that you provide, that you being the school district, provide a lot of training to your educators. You talk all the time about continuing education. I have to assume these types of situations come up in those trainings. But so we're absolutely clear, how does the district explain to its educators and really all staff members what to do and what not to do? I mean, I'm assuming you tell explicitly, don't send naked pictures to your students. Just don't do that.
Well, I think the reasonable human being knows that.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that we obviously do a lot of training on that, more so for students, right? Which is why this is even more In fact, I can't get into the students' responses and how those things, you know, came forward. But I can say that I think our training in general has had some positive impact. I think that's what I will say there.
Okay.
But, you know, school staff members are also humans, right, who have, you know, other lives in the community. And we are a microcosm of the broader community. And people do rotten things.
Yeah.
And so I think the reasonable person says that that this is just the kind of thing adults should know, right?
Yeah.
And of course, we have policies against this kind of behavior, which is, we have policies against it, which is, you know, how this ended up being investigated in that area. And the fact is that I think most people listening understand that, you know, this is not the kind of behavior we want any adult to do. And right. of course, teachers in a special position of trust, even more so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and this kind of thing, Rich, can diminish. We work so hard, both of our departments work, our school district and our police department work so hard every day to build, you know, establish and build trust. And it's when we have these kinds of situations and that thankfully aren't all that often, but we know that they diminish trust and they can create anger. We're angry about it. Yeah, exactly. We're angry about it. Yeah. And so we share that anger. We are going to continue to be vigilant every day, right, and how we can make sure that we support our students and our staff and keep them safe and help them be successful. So, you know, to the community, you know, we are intent on earning your trust every single day, and we'll continue to be committed to that as we move ahead.
Sure.
There's no question that, you know, this situation does diminish some trust and create some anger. We share all of that, and we want to work together to move forward as best we can together.
Yeah. Jeff, maybe we should just real quick, for those who don't know, can we talk just real briefly about the role of the SRO and at that point, Officer Crombie's job was with the district?
So, yeah, the SRO program, which I'll start with, is a huge thing for us to have. It's very important for me as a police department and the school as well, as far as that interaction between the police department and the students is huge, and it means a lot to us. It's very important to us to have that community interaction, especially with the schools. So having that SRO in place to be in the schools, be the face of the police department, interact with the kids, and just build that trust mm-hmm. within the community is very important. So unfortunately, that's tarnished in this case. But having said that, the interim SRO that we had at the time this was reported in December did exactly like he should mm-hmm. and did the investigation, kind of kicked off that investigation. And I'll say, too, that the school district was in lockstep with us in this investigation, not hiding anything, not, you know, restricting things from us. Certain cases we get warrants on things, and that's not to say that the school was hiding anything mm-hmm. and not willing mm-hmm. to give us that information. It's just a cleaner process.
Right.
So that's started with the interim SRO at the time that we learned about it, and Officer Crombie was gone already. And then now we have a new SRO since then as well. And both of them have great relationships within the school, and we all have a great right. relationship in the school, and we depend on that interaction and those relationships to move things forward. And it's not specific to this case, but anything this SRO deals with any day, anything that the school staff or the students need, they'll go to the SRO and mm-hmm. because we have that relationship built already mm-hmm. and they know, like, Dr. Hillman can go to our SRO today if he needs something and say, hey, can you look at this situation? It may not even be criminal.
Right.
It could be something that a student needs help with something, or the student knows something about something going on in another person's life mm-hmm. or another student's life. And it's almost like that mentorship program as well. So it's not just there as the badge wearing gun carrying officer in the school. It's more about the mentorship and the interaction with the students and the staff.
Right.
Again, Rich, I want to thank Chief Schreffer and the Northfield Police Department, you know, for their support in this investigation and for the interim SRO whose investigation, you know, ultimately led to those charges. We worked very closely together on this. We're really grateful for their work. We're also grateful for the support of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. That was mm-hmm. also essential. And I think that is We have excellent public servants. Mm-hmm. I mean, excellent public servants in the Northfield Police Department at the Northfield School District. And the alleged actions, you know, of these individuals is the exception, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you have, you know, such a difficult case like this, you know, people can, you know, extrapolate that to other people. And I request that we try to, you know, not to do that, because let's refrain from doing that, because the people who work in our school system, people who work, you know, in the police department, you know, they work hard every day. We have some exceptional public servants. And of course, the actions of those among us, you know, do cast a light on everyone else. And I just ask that people put this where it belongs, right, on the alleged actions of two individuals. And, you know, the people who are continuing to do excellent work each day deserve that. They deserve mm-hmm. that respect and that trust for the excellent work that they're doing, both with the police department and with the school yeah. district.
All right, I'll ask you both this question. Where do we go from here? What happens next?
as a police department, we just keep moving forward as the biggest thing and just keep this transparency moving and continue our relationship with the school district. Mm-hmm. So as we keep hitting on here, they're former employees.
Yeah.
They're no longer in service. If Officer Crombie was still employed by the police department, I can guarantee he wouldn't be employed by the police department as soon as this complaint was signed. So, I mean, it's one of those things. We'll address it and be very bold going forward mm-hmm. with things like this. And, mm-hmm. you know, the current officers that are here that do great work every day are just as frustrated.
Yeah.
So it's one of them things because it reflects on all of us.
You were just sitting in that chair yesterday, and I was extolling the virtues of the Northfield Police Department. And then for something to come up like that, it's just got to be really frustrating.
Yeah, the timing's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's never a good time for this, but the timing's terrible based on the conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Matt, how about the school district?
Yeah, we continue to move forward to do good things for kids.
Yep.
And so we work hard to earn people's trust every day, providing a safe and an environment for students and a place where they can be prepared for lifelong success. And this is, both angering and heartbreaking for us. But what we do is we move forward and we take the next step to continue working toward our vision. Yep. And we remain vigilant. We're vigilant about safety every single day. It just shows the importance of making sure that, we're all working together in service of our students, their safety, and again, providing that environment where they have a chance to, be their best.
Right.
And there's ultimately, the students need to have trust in the two individuals that violated that trust here. Yeah. So we're both committed on the school district police department side to, we don't care who violates that trust, we're going to hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a teacher, whether it's an officer, if they violate that trust, I mean, it's a huge thing to lose, and it's going to take us some time to rebuild. But we're committed to rebuilding that trust and trust in the community, trust in the schools, and holding them accountable. I mean, they'll both have their day in court. And at this point, it's a complaint. They're not guilty until found guilty, but we're holding them accountable.
Right. Guys, anything else you want to add?
No, we just appreciate the chance to share this directly with the community. Again, within an hour of the hour or so of the criminal complaint being filed yesterday, we were able to release statements, and I think we just want the community to have confidence that we're going to share as much as we're able to with people. Of course, there's rules around that, but we want people to have faith that we are telling you what we're able to tell you when we're able to tell you.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for being proactive and getting a hold of us and offering to come in today. I will say this, too. You both offered to come in. This was not us calling you and saying, hey, we got to talk about this. You guys wanted to be get out in front of this a little bit, and I appreciate that. It is, I mean, there is no greater, I mean, except for maybe in the medical profession, there's no more, communities don't put any more trust in any occupation than police officers and our teachers. This is a breach of that trust, and we appreciate you guys being as transparent as you can and being open to talk about it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today's edition.